السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله
وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers and sisters, love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is essential. It's very important. It's part of the iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our creator, our sustainer, our protector and provider. We should have love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. Now, what is the sign that person can say that Allah loves him? Because love is not one way, it is the two way. Meaning, I cannot just say I love somebody and this somebody does not love me. That is not the true love. It should be from the both sides. That's why, as it is essential, important, incumbent for every believer to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His bounties, for His favors. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also should love us, and that's a sign of success. If a person loves Allah but Allah does not love him, that love is not completed, is not perfect love, it's only one side. Then he has to find, he has to search, he has to ponder and think, what is the deficiency within myself? Why Allah does not love me? And what is the sign? We cannot pinpoint that Allah loves this one, Allah doesn't love that one. We cannot say that. Because it is only inside of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورِ. Allah is the one who knows what is there in the hearts and what is there in the minds. We cannot judge anybody that he is the beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and so is not. So, but there are some signs. Through the signs, one can make it out or figure it out. Yes, that is the sign that Allah loves him. And today, inshallah, there are so many signs that from which we can recognize and guess that Allah loves him or her. Today I am going to highlight only four signs, which are very great signs. If someone has, then that's the hope that Allah loves him. Ulama explain, إِذَا أَرَدْتَ أَن تَعْرِفَ إِنَّ اللَّهِ مَقَامَكَ فَانْظُرْ فِي مَا أَقَامَكَ. Very profound sentence. Sheikh Muhammad Bajur has explained it very beautifully, that if you want to know that what is your status inside of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you must look at with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept you busy. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept you busy with his ibadah, you analyze yourself that all five prayers of the day, are you performing correctly on time with jama'ah coming to the masjid? Are you controlling your gaze when you go out and look someone strange woman? Do you have tawfiq to speak the truth? Are you dealing rightly in your businesses? What is your akhlaq when you meet someone? These are the actions, activities. If you are doing correctly from morning till evening, you do not miss any salah. You have tawfiq to recite the whole Quran, Holy Quran, every single day without missing. You are spending some time in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in morning and evening. Right? So these are the signs that Allah loves you. Because without the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no one is able to come to the masjid. Without the tawfiq and ability of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no one can stand on musalla. If a person is sleeping after even hearing As-salatu khayru min an-nawm, for example, in morning, it means Allah doesn't love him. If Allah would love him, he would have sacrificed his bed, his comfort, his sleep, and he would be in the masjid for Fajr Salah. That is the sign of loving of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Hasan al-Basri rahmatullah alayh was a very great saint of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has one slave girl, and that slave girl was very pious. Whole night she used to spend on musalla, performing salat, crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making dua. And she was claiming, she was reciting one night some couplets in Arabic. So Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayh heard it. He said, she was saying that, "Oh Allah, because you love me, that I am standing on musalla and praying to you." So this sentence sounds very strange to Hazrat Hasan al-Basri rahmatullah alayh. He said, "How you are claiming that Allah loves you? You should say other way around, that, "Oh Allah, I love you, that's why I'm standing for your salah." How come you claim, how do you know that Allah loves you and that's why you are on musalla and praying tahajjud salah? So she explained, "Oh Hasan al-Basri, you are such a great scholar. Look at around me, in this town, in this gully, in this street, in this so many houses, and all the people are sleeping. They are enjoying their sleeps. I am the only one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me ability and tawfiq that I sacrifice my sleep and standing on musalla, praying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Isn't it? This is the sign that Allah loves me amongst all these people. Why other people are sleeping? Because Allah doesn't love them. Allah made me stand and sacrifice my sleep. This is the sign that Allah loves me." So when Allah gives you tawfiq to do something good and you occupy yourself doing all righteous things and ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is the sign that Allah loves you. If a person have different, other way around, he doesn't care about salah, he lies, he cheats, he gets angry, his dealings are not right, he does sin after sin from morning till evening. He doesn't have tawfiq to open the Quran. He doesn't have time to make zikrullah. What does it mean? What is the signs? Signs are indicating that he is not beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he had to correct himself. He had to do something. He had to rectify himself. He had to strive and make mujahada to come back onto the right state. Otherwise, he is doomed. No matter who is regarding, whatever he is regarding for himself. But in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is not beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second signs that Allah loves you, how we can recognize that, are we happy with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? In whatever condition Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept me, whether it's the condition of good or condition of bad, that I'm going through with happiness, everything happening according to my plan, according to my desire, I have no pain, I have no worry, I have no concern, everything going smoothly, I am happy. But if some, you know, obstacle comes in my way, some pain, some botheration, some things, you know, not happening according to my plan, I get angry, I get hesitated, I get worried. This is not the sign that Allah loves you. There was a person who was making tawaf of Baytullah. And as he was making tawaf of Baytullah, he was making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, please love me. Oh Allah, please love me. Oh Allah, please love me. Hasan al-Basri rahmatullah alayhi was walking around. He heard this dua. He was making dua with a loud voice. He stopped him. He said, my brother, you are making dua. I'm hearing from so long. You are just repeating this one sentence that, oh Allah, love me. Oh Allah, love me. I'm asking you a question. Do you love him? He was stunned. He said, what do you mean, Hasan al-Basri? He said, are you happy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That whatever condition Allah kept you in, you should be happy on the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, you should be happy with Allah in the hardship, in difficulties, in trials and tribulations, as you are happy when everything going smoothly and nicely according to your will. Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayhi, very great saint of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, very famous. He was teaching his students and used to teach 500 students, 1,000 students sitting in Jami Masjid of Baghdad. He was a very great scholar. He has written so many books. One day while he was doing dars, teaching the students, one person came running to him and whisper in his eye. Because one side he was a great scholar, on the other side he was very great and successful businessman. He used to do the import and exports. All the big ships in those days used to bring his stuff from the overseas. So one of his servant came and whispered in his ear that I heard this is a bad news for you, that your ship has sank into the ocean. And that the ship was full of goods, very expensive goods from overseas coming to Baghdad. Very, you know, thousands of dinars and dirhams stuff in there. And the whole, you know, ship is the sink into the ocean. So Hazrat Sheikh Jilani rahmatullah alayh looked at down and he continued. He said, Alhamdulillah, and he continued teaching. After a few minutes, another servant came running to him and he also whispered in his ear. Again, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayh looked down for a while and then he said, Alhamdulillah, and he continued teaching his dars. So after dars was over, his disciples, you know, sitting next to him, came to him, Sheikh, we saw something strange today. That when a first servant came to you and he gave you bad news that your ship has been sunk with all the goods, expensive goods, in the ocean, you look down for a while and you say, Alhamdulillah. And then second time a person came and said, no, it was a rumor, someone else's ship has been sunk, your ship is okay, it's arrived already into the seashore and everything is fine and good. You have not lost anything. And again, you did the same action. You look down for a while and then you say, Alhamdulillah. We understood when you got good news, then you say, Alhamdulillah. You are praising to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are appreciating the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's understood. It is common. But when you heard the bad news, you lost something, and on that also you say, Alhamdulillah. This is the strange. This we did not understand. Please explain us. So Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayh explained that when first time the bad news came to me, I just looked down and I checked the condition of my heart. And when I see the condition of my heart, it was satisfied, it was okay. There was no botheration, there was no worry, there was no excitement, how such a great loss. And I did not feel anything in my heart. My heart was content. On that, I said, Alhamdulillah. Because this material thing, after all, the worldly things, if I lost, what's the great loss? The real loss is loss of hereafter. Loss of iman, loss of good a'mal. This is material thing, comes and goes. So my condition of heart was the good. In the same contentment, I felt it. On that, I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then when I received a good news, again I checked the condition of my heart. Is my heart is, you know, now is, you know, jumping, is out of happiness. I got good news now that my goods is safe. So what is the condition of my heart? Again, I checked my heart and I found the condition of my heart is still the same. It did not affect good news to my heart. That it is the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I receive, I receive. If I lose, I lose. In both conditions, happiness and sadness, hardship and the easiness, both way, the condition of my heart is on the same level. This is the contentment and this is the happy on the decree of Allah. Radha ba qaza. You are happy on the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the sign of the true believer and this is the sign that Allah loves you. In whatever condition Allah keeps you, you are happy with the decree of Allah. You do not complain, you do not cry, you do not say, oh, why only I am tested, why only I am getting sick, why only I am losing the money, why only I am getting divorced. No complaint on your tongue. Your heart should be content, whatever is happening through the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is Ahkamul Hakimin. He knows my condition better than myself. Whatever he is deciding for myself, maybe I don't understand. I don't have that deep knowledge. I don't have that wisdom. My Allah is wise. My Allah is Hakim. My Allah does not oppress upon anyone. He is just. So I should be happy with the condition and with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are two more things, my brothers, my time is up. The third thing is, Ulama said, if your parents are happy with you, then there is a sign that Allah is happy with you. There are so many things to say about the rights of the parent, but one dua, one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, رِضَ الرَّبْ فِي رِضَ الْوَالِدْ وَسَخَطُ الْرَبْ فِي سَخَطُ الْوَالِدْ أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, that the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rely, depend on the happiness of the parents. And the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is depend on the wrath of the parents. So every one of us, if the parents are alive, we should go and check, what is my parent, my mother, my father is happy with my service or they are angry with me? If they are angry with me, it means my Rabb, my Lord is not happy with me. No matter how many prayers, tahajjud, sadqah, khairat I do, but if my parent, my mother, my father is not happy with me, Allah will not regard any my good action. Allah will not accept any my ibadah. Because Allah has made the condition, make your parents happy, then only I will be happy. If your parents are not happy with you, I am not happy with you. This is the condition. So if you want to see if Allah is happy with me, easy way. Just go and check your parents are happy with you or not. If they are happy, definitely Allah will be happy with you. And the fourth condition, my brothers, see what is your status amongst the people. If the people are happy with you, general people, public, your friends, your fellow Muslims, if they like you, if they love you, if their hearts incline towards you, that is the sign that Allah is happy with you. If people don't like you for some reason and they are not happy with you, they don't want to see your face, then there is something wrong. Then you have to fix it. It is the sign that Allah is not happy with you. There is the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hadith Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrated this hadith. Qala inna Allah ta'ala iza ahabba abdan da'a Jibreel faqala inni uhibbu fulanan fa ahbibuhu fa yuhibbuhu Jibreel thumma yunadi fi as-samai fa yaqulu anna Allah yuhibbu fulanan fa ahibbuhu fa yuhibbuhu ahlu as-samai thumma yu'dhu lahu al-qubul fil ard aw kama qala. Hadith Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said That Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, when Allah Ta'ala loves somebody because of his ibadah, because of his taqwa, because of his righteousness, whatever reason, if Allah loves someone, then he calls Jibreel Islam first and inform him, "Oh Jibreel, I love so and so. You must also love him." So according to hukam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jibreel Islam start loving that person. And then he goes into heaven and he announces among all the inhabitants of the heavens that, "Oh angels, listen to me. This is the announcement from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah loves so and so, and I also love him. So you all people should love him." So all the angels of the heavens start loving that person. And then his qubuliyat, his mahbubiyat, his love has been placed onto the earth. All the inhabitants of the earth, whether it's the animals, birds, human beings, everyone automatically start loving that person. Mahabbat comes from the heaven, comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hearts of the people. And when it will come, when Allah start loving him, then the angels will love him, then his mahabbat and love will be put onto the surface of the earth, and every human being will start loving him automatically. And this is the great sign that Allah loves him. May Allah give us tawfiq, my brothers and sisters, to make ourselves into that category, into that standard and level and status that Allah Ta'ala start loving us, then automatically all the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also will love us. May Allah give us tawfiq for that.